Madam President, I've moved further proceedings and the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Rabbi Sim Glazer from Temple Israel in Minneapolis. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. 2 millennia ago, the great sage, Rabbi Hillel, asked 3 important questions. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? Rabbi Hillel understood that concern for the self is actually not selfishness, but the key to a greater awareness of the needs of others. One needs to be of sound mind and body in order to be of any help to someone else. But he also understood the potential for retreat into the self if one acts only for one's own welfare. And lastly, he maintained that one cannot put off the work that needs to be done in the present day. Dear God, we come here today to make important decisions for the welfare of our constituency, for those who depend upon us. Bless us with the sensitivity necessary to respond to the most vulnerable members of our society. Let us reflect on our own needs as models for understanding what our brothers and sisters need. May our activities and our decisions reflect the will of your universe, which desires only goodness for its inhabitants. And as we bear responsibility for our great state, let us be fitting partners in your holy work. May we be blessed with the strength of divine purpose and human compassionate response. Amen.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the 5th order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. 6th order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. 7th order of business, second reading of House bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. 8th order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Motions and resolutions. Secretary will read an additional author motion.
Senator Reinert moved that the name of Senator Jensen be added as a co-author to Senate File Number 2154.
That motion and the other author motions printed on the agenda will be accepted in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2690 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Madam President, this is my bill, and I've conferred with both of the chairs.
And could you just give us a sentence about the bill?
It's the capital security bill, and because of some changes that will be made, Judiciary doesn't need to see it anymore.
All those in favor, say Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Tomasoni yield for question?
Senator Tomasoni will yield. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Tomasoni, we just conversed about this, and do I understand that there's going to be some things that are going to be removed, or it's an agreement upon some of the things like the permitting process and the time factor on that particular bill with regards to the permit to carry is going to be removed. Is that correct?
Senator Tomasoni.
Madam President, Senator Ingebrigtsen, that's my intent, and that is why the Judiciary Committee doesn't need to see it anymore.
Thank you very much.
On the Tomasoni motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I move to move Senate file number 2739 to be withdrawn from state and local government and referred to the Committee on Taxes. This is my bill, and the chairs have approved it. And it's a bill to allow counties to get in the process of housing improvement areas that cities currently do. Some counties do it by other methods, but this would allow this bill to go to taxes.
Any questions on the Scalzi motion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Conan.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2804 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And both chairs are okay, Madam President.
This is your bill?
This is my bill.
And just say a sentence about the bill.
The bill appropriates $625,000 in fiscal year 2015 to the board, Minnesota Board on Aging for Congregate Dining Services.
Senator Hoffman. No. Okay. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File number 2245 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Energy and referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. It's my bill. It deals with lifeguards. And both chairs are in agreement.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hayden. Senator Hoffman, for what reason do you rise?
Sorry, Madam Chair. Madam President, I just wanted to do a re-referral for the board. I was just waiting my turn. That's all.
Senator Hoffman, I heard that was no longer going to happen. You can check on that. Just check on that, okay? Senator Hayden.
Good. Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2125 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Health, Human Service, and Housing. Madam President, this is my bill. It is the smoke-free foster care bill, and Senator Latz originally wanted to see the bill and then decided he didn't need to, and it's being re-referred for possible inclusion in the Health and Human Service policy bill.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate File number 2107 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Is this your bill?
Yes, Madam President. This is my bill. It's a transportation finance bill. I'm the chief author. I also happen to be the chair of both the committees in question, the policy and the finance committee, or the finance division. The chair of the finance committee is aware of this move
and
from policy to
with,
finance.
I take you've checked with both chairs.
I did.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2796 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety. I have talked to both chairs. This is a DPS bill that deals with hazardous material training and railroads.
And this is your bill?
This is my bill.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2607 be withdrawn from the committee from Health and Human Services and Policy and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
This is your bill?
Madam President, this is my bill.
Could you just say a sentence about the bill and if you've spoken to both authors?
Yes, madam. It was meant to get into the non-session or the unsession bill regarding the Department of Human Services and regarding folks with disabilities and marriage. And, yes, I've talked to both, and we're okay.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The following resolutions will be referred to the Rules Committee, Senate Resolution 177, 178, 179, and 180. Senator Bach.
Oh, wait.
Remaining under motions and resolutions, we revert to committees. We revert to committee reports. Secretary Soft.
Senator Skoy from the Committee on Taxes, to which was referred House File Number 1777, a bill for an act relating to taxation, income and franchise, sales and use. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows, and when so amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee report read by the Secretary be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. House File 1777 will receive its second reading. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I'd like to move a recess to the call of the chair. And members, what we would hope to be able to do is immediately after we recess have a Rules Committee meeting. There are a couple of bills that need to be moved today, so we need to get the committee report up here. They're in rules right now so that the appropriate committees can hear them tomorrow so they can meet the deadline. That's the only purpose of the Rules Committee meeting. And then members of the majority, immediately 15 minutes after rules adjourns, the majority caucus will caucus in room 107. And I would hope, Senator Hamm, we won't be gone much more than an hour, hour and a half before we come back. So just watch your email for the time when we hope to reconvene.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Our caucus will caucus in room 112 after the Rules Committee. And Senator Bach, maybe you can clarify. My understanding is that the bill is not going to be prepared, I guess, for another couple hours maybe. Would we be recessing till about 2? Is that your expectation?
Senator Hamm, we certainly want to make sure that the omnibus tax bill, which I hope would be able, I would have a motion to suspend the rules and try to take it up today. If we have adequate votes to do that, that would be our intent. We wouldn't want to do that until it's at least posted on your computer, the recent committee report coming out of taxes, so that people will be able to look at it when amendments are offered and understand where they fit into the bill.
The desk wants to inform you there will be copies on the floor, and it will be online as soon as it's available. On the motion to recess, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.
A minority are not willing to join with you to suspend the rules and take up this bill today. We think tomorrow is just fine.
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Hahn and members. The bill was rolled out in committee yesterday. The provisions have been heard in either the division or the committee. It's 50 pages. Would ask for you to suspend the rules so that we can move this forward.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, or Madam President. I stand in opposition to this motion from a very practical or for a very practical reason. I don't sit on the tax committee. I don't know what's in the bill. I was handed this bill about an hour ago, and literally the paper was still hot, having come off of the printer. And I'm sorry, but I think that as a sitting senator, I have the right to have an opportunity to read and to understand a bill, to know what's in the bill and what is not in the bill. And for us to move forward under these circumstances, to suspend the rules in order to take this vote, in my estimation, is absolutely inappropriate. And for those reasons, I oppose this motion.
Senator Chamberlain.
Thank you, Madam President. Will Senator Skoy yield?
Senator Skoy will yield. Senator Chamberlain.
Senator Skoy, what did we talk about yesterday in tax committee? Could you remind us what we talked about yesterday in tax committee?
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President and Senator Chamberlain. We had a discussion with regard to a report that the department had given us earlier, and that provision is not included in this bill. We were trying to be cognizant of the staff with regard to not bringing provisions forward yesterday that would be included in the bill so that the drafting of those provisions would not be rushed. And, you know, when you take a bill like this with your staff, you need to give them time to put those provisions forward. But we did have a discussion with regard to a DNR report on biofuel tanks.
Senator Chamberlain.
Madam President, thank you, Senator Skoy. So what we talked about, and I enjoyed the discussion, I learned a lot about, in the last couple of weeks, a lot about the finer points of storage facilities versus production facilities and the property taxation of said facilities. But we did not discuss in depth or go over in depth in an in-depth review of the bill that is now before us as urgent. We did not have a full in-depth discussion yesterday of the bill that you now want to bring forward and say it's urgent to discuss. We discussed property tax provisions. Again, it's we need to do that, but the priority was and should have been in the last several weeks this tax bill. But in fact, it has not been a priority for the majority of this caucus. For the Democrats and the DFL in this caucus, this Senate tax bill has not been a priority. But today, all of a sudden, we get it with 1 hour notice. And as Senator Newman has already said, it was still hot when he touched it. But today it's a priority, but it hasn't been for the last 3.5-4 weeks. So yesterday we talked about storage facilities for milk processing and beer processing, but we did not do a review of this really important bill. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I think the public expects us to read and understand bills before we vote on them. We've seen some unintended consequences in the past when we don't completely read and understand bills. And another concern I have is Senator Skoy just mentioned that he has a 50-page tax bill, and the bill that I just received an hour ago is 62 pages. So I'm not sure if I have the incorrect copy on my desk. So if there is another bill that's out there, I think we should have that in front of us so we can really read and understand what's in the bill.
Are you asking Senator Skoy to yield?
Madam President, yes, I will ask Senator Skoy to yield.
Senator Skoy will yield. Senator Skoy.
Senator Skoy, is there the version of the tax bill that I have, the unofficial engrossment is 62 pages. You just mentioned that there's a 50-page tax bill. Which bill are we looking at today?
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President and Senator Miller. There were a couple of amendments added in committee that probably did add a few pages to it. I think it was 50-some when it came into committee. The school co-location amendment, I think, took a few pages. But I believe you'd be looking at the proper one. And, Madam President, while I have the floor, Thank you, Madam President and members. The issues that are primarily dealt with in this bill are conformity and the repeal of the base broadening sales taxes. The conformity issues were heard in committee on Tuesday. The base broadening sales tax provisions were heard in division a couple of weeks ago, I believe. But I do want to remind the members that when this bill came over and on the 3/10, March 10th, this bill came to the Senate from the House. And I believe that Senator Hahn made a motion to suspend the rules and declare an urgency to take this bill up on the floor of the Senate on March 10th. Now, on March 10th, you would not have seen the bill. Today, we are now later, and we have had an opportunity to review and vet these provisions in committee, and there we're bringing it forward.
On the motion to suspend the rules, Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Scoy is correct. When that bill came over, it had been passed by the House. It had been more than 3 days or 3 days since that bill was passed, which is consistent with the rules of the body. And that bill was a conformity bill. There were not property tax increases in that bill, as there are, I understand, in the Senate bill. I also understand from that motion that we made that was rejected by the majority, and Senator Scoy, you indicated that the largest conformity issue that would affect most Minnesotans is the one that is commonly called the marriage penalty, and the House bill didn't include that, and that was one of the reasons why we didn't want to take that up. Even if we had taken it up then and passed it, it would have gone to the governor that day. But guess what? This bill doesn't have that marriage conformity either. And so, again, I think we should remember why we are here, why this is an emergency. We're dealing with some tax issues that those of us in the Republican side pleaded with the Democrats not to do in the first place last year, the first half of this session. We said, don't do these things. They're not good. They're not helpful. They're destructive to our economy. And they said, no, we're going to do them anyway. And then last summer when we went to special session, we said, let's repeal these things. And the governor and the Democrats said, no, we're not going to do those things. And now we've been in session for 4 weeks. And we have not had any action on this bill for other reasons, reasons that only the majority can answer. And to have a bill come to us at the last minute that is not a clean conformity bill, not a clean repeal, but has other provisions in it, and for us to say, give us a day to read through this, understand it, make sure we're not voting for something that we haven't read, as I've heard some people may do, or sometimes they sign bills into law that they haven't read, I understand, but we are not prepared to do that. And to ask for one day is not unreasonable. And so, members, I would urge that we do not declare an urgency at this time and give us an opportunity to read and understand the bill.
Senator Kozelka.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I ask that you would support a no vote on this suspension of the rules. And I'm on the Tax Reform Committee, so I had a chance to take a look at this bill, but I know that a lot of members have not. And because of the size and complexity of the bill, want that extra time. And because I had a chance to look at this, a number of the things that I thought were urgent are no longer urgent. Senator Hahn talked about the marriage conformity. That doesn't start till next year, so that's not urgent. The repeal of the warehouse tax, the repeal of the electronic and commercial repair and maintenance tax, the reinstatement of telecommunication equipment, all of those taxes that were added on last year that we had an urgency to get rid of in this bill, they all take place in the future. So the urgency is not quite as strong. So in light of all those things, I think certainly willing to wait one more day and give us the time to look at it as appropriate.
On the motion to suspend the rules, is there any more discussion? Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Will Senator Scoy yield?
Senator Scoy will yield. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Scoy, thank you for yielding. I just want to follow up on Senator Miller's question because I'm not sure if I understood your answer correctly. I am looking at a document that has got 62 pages. It's UEH 1777-1, and it is titled Unofficial Engrossment. unofficial engrossment tells me that it may not be the official document or the official form. And I need to confirm Senator Skoy, and I would ask that if you can tell me with certainty that the document that we are going to be voting on here to suspend the rules is in fact this unofficial engrossment copy that is on our desks, and that all of the appropriate amendments out of your committee are included.
Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. And yes, this document on your desk is the document that came out of the Tax Committee. Let me just explain briefly what's going on with the document that I've been working off of. As you know, as you go through committee processes, the document that you start with changes because of amendments. But I also have a lot of handwritten notes on one of my original documents. So the paper that I'm working off of has fewer pages than the one that is on your desk, but I've continued to work off my original document because of the number of handwritten notes that I have in there. It helps me refresh my memory. As I get a little older, I need those things to try to keep things straight because my memory's not as good as it used to be.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Skoy, would you yield for one more question, please?
Senator Skoy will yield. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Senator Skoy. You've been around here longer than I have. Can you tell me the difference between an official engrossment and an unofficial engrossment?
Would you repeat that question, Senator Newman?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And Senator Skoy, I'm sorry. My point is, you have been in the Senate longer than I have been, and I'm not sure what an unofficial engrossment of a bill is. Can you explain to me, for purposes of your bill, the difference between an official and an unofficial engrossment?
Madam President.
Senator Rest.
24 hours.
Senator Skoy.
A bill.
Senator Rest.
When the official engrossment is on the desk for 24 hours, it then becomes an official engrossment and there are no changes made to it. Those are the rules.
Madam President.
According to my experts at the desk, that it is because it's a House file and we don't engross House files. That's why it's called an unofficial engrossment.
Thank you, Madam President.
Any more discussion? Senator Nienau.
Thank you, Madam President. I have over the years sponsored various pieces of legislation that would require allowing or not allowing would require conference committee reports to lay over 24 hours, or if it's a simple bill, a one-page bill, give us 30 minutes so that we have time to digest what's in front of us. I think you've heard the arguments why it makes sense. Give us 24 hours. Let us absorb this bill. I've heard things that are concerning. I look at this bill, and this is not merely a conformity bill. There are tax increases in here. There's a property tax increase. There is, on page 54, some very complicated language for a mechanism to put some of our budgeting on autopilot. This is not a straight conformity bill. There are things in here that people do not yet understand the implications of. Haven't had a chance to see this. I've seen some portions. The reason why I know there's complicated language on page 54 is because that happened to come through the Finance Committee. But there are many members in this body that don't serve on the Finance Committee and don't serve on the Tax Committee. I would suggest that's probably a majority of this body. There's not an urgency to do it today instead of tomorrow morning. Taxpayers will not be hurt if this bill gets passed in its current form today or tomorrow versus today. They will not get an extra benefit. So what's the urgency? The only urgency that I can find is that up until a couple of days ago, the tax bill, I heard the tax chair say time and again, we need to properly vet all of these proposals. We need to go through the process and not go too fast. We want to make sure we do it right. But suddenly now there's an urgency. And the only thing that I've seen that changed is the governor picked a very public fight with the majority leader over the tax bill and said, get it done. I don't think that's an important enough reason to push through complicated language with autopilot budgeting and tax increases without having at least a day to read a 62-page bill when the chief author doesn't know how many pages are in his own bill that's in front of us. I'm going to vote no, Madam President. Thank you.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President and members. You know, ever since the tax bill of 2013 was signed, practically before the ink was dry, we've had calls for repeals and for undoing the things that were in that tax bill that are harming our businesses and our families. And we also have had calls about things that were in that tax bill that were put in the middle of the night that very few people knew about. Minnesota is still concerned about those things. We cannot make the same mistake twice, members. It is extremely important that all members have the opportunity to read the tax bill that's in front of them. We must make sure we are accountable to the voters. We need to know what we're voting on. We need to read that. We need to allow the public to know what is in those bills and allow them to contact us so we know what their thoughts are on these bills. So while there are many good things in this tax bill, which actually reform and undo and repeal the bad tax decisions of 2013, we do need to read the other things that are in the bill as well. We need to make sure that members have the opportunity to understand how those mechanisms work. Some may be well-intended. Some may have unintended negative consequences. It's our job to know what those are, have the opportunity to discuss those. And so, members, I would request that we have 24 hours to read the bill, so all members in the chamber have time to read the bill, know exactly what they're voting on.
Senator Scoy.
And thank you, Madam President. And I do have to... For those of you that are serving on the tax committee and following the tax committee, you know that Senator Rest and I orally announce the next day's agenda or the whole week's agenda. And we have always posted every meeting well in advance of the deadline. This bill was posted on Tuesday. We rolled it out Wednesday at the end of committee. We brought it up on Thursday. That's 24 hours. The bill was out. There were a few amendments adopted. I don't think that they would be significant enough to delay the processing of this bill today. But this bill has been in the public for 24 hours and longer.
On the motion to suspend the rules, is there any more discussion? Senator Nenow.
Madam President, just for the record, while we were in recess, I was sitting in this chamber at my desk, and staff up there made a point, and thank you, made a point of telling me the bill has now been posted. The public had no access to this bill. The legislators that don't serve on the tax committee had no access to this bill until it was posted, and they finally delivered, in Senator Newman's case, literally hot off the presses. There was no way for me to readily access the language in this bill. We were told earlier today, it's going to be available, we'll get it to you as quickly as possible, we'll have copies printed. It was not readily available, and we are not slowing down the process, we're just not expediting the process, and there's a significant difference in that. Normal standard protocol would require this bill be voted on tomorrow, not today. That's why the urgency was declared. That's why Senator Bach had to make that motion, because normal rules don't allow a vote on this today. And there's a reason for that, and it's so that we don't pass a bill to find out what's in it.
Any more discussion? Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Last year during the session, we came out of here with a huge tax increase, and there was some confusion and some talk about whether we should have passed this or not, and there was a lot of discussion, obviously, from our side of the aisle that said we shouldn't do that. As it's turned out now, we've come to be quite a part of this, actually. In fact, half of the majority of what I've been able to see so far is the majority party's agreeing with us that we shouldn't have done this. But, you know, Minnesotans really kind of lump us all together. What they say, why don't you get the work done down here? Why don't you do it and do it right? And that was part of the whole gripe leaving here last year was we didn't do it right. We had Governor Dayton going to Farm Fest. Governor Dayton, the administration, going to Farm Fest saying, you know, I don't remember reading that sales tax portion of the bill. I think we're going to repeal that. He had an opportunity to do that, and for whatever reason, we didn't do it during the special session. Folks, they want us to do it and do it right. Not only was it hot off the press, mine is still warm, Senator Newman. Mine is still warm from the press less than an hour ago. They want us all to get this done right. We need more time than a couple of hours. Minnesotans expect that. We also need the governor to understand what's in this bill. I'm not so sure that he does. I'm not sure that he's read the bill. I've not been told that. We can certainly wait till tomorrow.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Madam President. I am just amazed. We are sitting here, standing here on this floor right now, and Madam President, we're actually being asked to not do due diligence on our own language of the bills that we have right here. I remember last year when we had bills, one after the other, just coming at us fast and furious. And then we hear about the governor who says he didn't know certain things were in the bills, that he signed them. You have the majority in every committee. You have the majority on this floor. You have the majority in the Senate. You have the majority in the House. You have the majority of the staff. The governor, you have everything. And so we're looking at 24 hours to make sure that there aren't some secret little pieces in this bill that the Minnesota people will not be well served by, and you are actually putting us in a situation of having to decide right now whether we're going to do that. And I say no. The people of my district expect me to do better, and the people of our Minnesota expect us to do better. And the least we can say is reading the bills and understanding them, and we have to fight for that. This is not the where we just ram things through. This is the Senate, where I believe the culture of this chamber was more respectful to our members. So, Madam President, I know you have all of those positions. You have that control. But the one thing I can do and have control is saying no. I will do my due diligence on behalf of Minnesota and the people of my district. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess I know we're wanting to perhaps take a vote here, but I would just suggest that we would be perfectly willing if the majority would want to take this bill back to committee and amend onto it the House language that we voted on or tried to vote on 2 weeks ago. And if they want to bring that back and declare an urgency, we'll be happy to take it up today and pass it. That bill will go right to the governor. That will solve the problem that we are interested in. And we're willing to do that. We're willing to do that today. All we're saying is we are being confronted with a bill that most of us have not seen, have not read, is not strict conformity, has other issues, has property tax increases, has some other provisions that might be controversial. And we're saying it's not an unreasonable request to follow our rules, let the public understand the bill, let us understand the bill before we vote on it. But if there is an urgency, and the majority wants to have an urgent bill passed today, then I would urge them to go back to committee, adopt the House language that has been approved by all but two members of the other body and has been out for 2 weeks, and bring back to the floor, and we'll take it up as an urgency today and pass it.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, to Senator Hand's point, I'm pretty sure that the members of your caucus and the business groups that we see around the Capitol support the gift and estate tax provisions that are in this bill that were not in the House bill. And I think those individuals that work around this Capitol would be awful disappointed at, to know that the gift and estate tax provisions that are in this bill are somehow not going to be passed by the full Senate because of some kind of shenanigans that someone wanted to play to concur with the House. Also, the working family credit enhancement provisions that are in here are good for working families. They were not in the House bill. And I would not want to lose them by only adopting the House provisions. Members, we might not get another tax bill. This may be it. That's totally out of our control. The House has to send us a House file. It's constitutional. So this may be our only chance, Senator Hand, to get the gift and estate tax provisions. This may be our only chance to enhance the working family credit. And I just don't want to roll the dice that the House just might send us another tax bill so that we could reconsider those. And Madam President, to Senator Ninal's point about they just saw the bill, it was just posted about an hour ago. What was posted was the committee report coming out of taxes. Everyone had this bill yesterday. There were some small technical amendments put on the bill in committee today. That was the reason you have an unofficial engrossment. But everyone had the language in this bill more than 24 hours ago. So let's just be honest with the public that we've all had it, and I would argue we've probably all read it. But if you want to wait till tomorrow to process it, that's certainly within your control here today.
Senator Ortman.
Madam President, I would just say that if this is the only tax bill we're going to have this year, then we really should be making sure we are sending off to the House exactly the Senate's intent. And I would also want to make sure that there aren't errors in our corrections. If you remember the Green Acres bill, we fixed, and then we fixed it again, and then we fixed it again. We need to make sure we're getting it right. And if it's the only tax bill, we want to make sure it's fully adequate. Members, we have a $1.2 billion surplus. There's less than half of that in tax relief in this bill. We should be making sure we know what's in it and also what's not in it, which is also important.
Senator Gazelka.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, and to Senator Bach, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking about. If this is our only bite of the apple, if this is the only one we get, we raised between fees and taxes almost $2.5 billion last year, and we have a $1.2 billion surplus. If this is our only option, the only bite, we're talking about one-third of that, roughly, a little over $400 million in returning to the taxpayers in forms of repeals. We should not move forward today. If that's where we really think we are, then we should be talking about a much bigger tax bill than we have here as far as in returning money to the taxpayer.
On the motion to suspend the rules, is there any more discussion? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, members, I've been sitting here thinking about how long do we need to talk about this, and I don't know if we're going to have an opportunity again, but I want to make sure that when we talk about making sure the public knows what's really happening here, you know, the fact of the matter is Minnesotans are being hurt by not having tax conformity. They're filing their taxes now. Now, the fact of the matter is Senator Bach wants to suspend the rules so we can vote on it today when basically we need to make sure everybody reads it. So they know what they're voting on tomorrow. But let's not forget why we're in the position that we're in today. We are here because Governor Dayton twice, not just once, members, but twice vetoed tax conformity. Our Minnesota residents would not be filing returns, not knowing the status of if they're going to receive those federal exemptions and deductions had Governor Dayton signed the bills that were sent to him twice. So we have had 2 years of inaction, and now suddenly we're supposed to suspend the rules, not give members time to read the bill, not give our public time to see what's in it, because we have put up with years of inaction. Well, let's get on with this. Let's get this bill through the process, let the public weigh in on it, make sure the members know what's in it, and then let's get it in on the floor according to our Constitution.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on the motion to suspend the rules. Motion requires a two-thirds vote. All members having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 38 ayes and 28 nays, the motion does not prevail. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration. And members, the list is on your desk. There are two bills, number 6 on general orders and number 13.
House File 1455, Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I'm here presenting House File 1455. I'm hoping that I can get your support on this bill. It is a bill that would transfer fiscal and personal decisions of the Blue, and personnel decisions, fiscal and personnel decisions of the Blue Earth County Library System from the Library Board to the Blue Earth County Board. The Library Board would maintain its advisory responsibilities. The Blue Earth County Library Board operates under a Minnesota statute 134.11, and it prescribes specific duties and responsibilities to libraries across all of Minnesota. This bill would waive the requirement of the Library Board to manage fiscal and personnel issues and authorize the County of Blue Earth to administer these functions. According to Blue Earth County, they are seeking to formalize the process regarding the decisions that are affecting the library, affecting the levies, affecting all of the operations and personnel matters regarding library employees. The bill would provide a distinction between the duties of the Blue Earth County as a governing board with the fiscal authority and the Blue Earth County Library Board as an advisory board that sets policies and oversees operations. I'm hoping for your support.
Is there any discussion? Senator Dames.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Sharon yield, please?
Senator Sharon yield. Senator Sharon will yield.
My question, Senator Sharon, is will this change anything to do with your regional member or your membership in your regional libraries and your financial support that's required by the state statute in the regional library system? Will that change your participation in that at all?
Senator Sharon.
Thank you. This simply changes the relationship between our library board and the county board, separating the responsibilities of our library board. It really has nothing to do with any dollar amount excepting who has the authority over expenditures.
Thank
Senator
you.
Senator Dames. Is there any more discussion? Senator Sharon, could you just explain to us why we're hearing the House file and that it has it gone through the Senate? Senator Sharon, I know I'm asking the question.
This bill has gone through the Senate, so I would need to ask the front desk to explain why we're hearing the House file.
Okay, Senator Sharon, I apologize. I had the question, and there wasn't an opportunity for me to turn over the gavel. So it's been clarified. Is there any more discussion on House Bill 1455? House Bill 1455 will get its third reading. Is there any more discussion?
Madam President?
The Secretary will read the... Yes. Senator Ortman.
What was the answer to your question?
The answer to my question is it was heard in the Senate, but it has passed the full House, so the House file was substituted for the Senate file. On general orders. The Senate file is on general orders right now.
No?
I just need to see.
This is identical with the Senate file, which is on general orders. Is that clear? I'm sorry I created the confusion. The Secretary?
Oh, Madam President, I have a question.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Sharon yield, please?
Senator Sharon will yield.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Sharon, I'm just curious, who is the authority now over the Blue Earth County Library System? And this bill is changing it to the county board, it looks like. And I'm just questioning who's controlling those decisions now, and we're changing the authority to the Blue Earth County Board. But who's making those decisions right now?
Senator Sharon.
Under Minnesota Statute 13411, it prescribes specific duties and responsibilities to library boards across the state. This bill would waive the requirement under Minnesota Statute 134.1111 that the library board manage fiscal and personnel issues and authorize the Blue Earth County Board to administer these functions.
Is there any more discussion? Secretary will announce. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House file number 1455, a bill for an act relating to local government, making the Blue Earth County Library Board advisory to the county board.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I have before you House File number 2647. This bill is the first of what the governor would call the unsession bills. And so because of that, I wanted to take the members through a brief explanation of the process by which the higher ed division chose to process the governor's recommended unsession bill. So as members all are the governor declared that this session was going to be, quote, the unsession, and so he instructed his agencies to prepare bills that contained recommended deletions, words that were no longer necessary. necessary or pertinent and present it to the divisions. The governor's staff and their agencies presented the higher ed division with over an 80-page bill. And so we approach this a little bit from an unorthodox perspective. I'm sorry, members, my mic is going in and out. If I could.
Senator Bonnef, we can hear you fine.
Okay, thank you. What we decided to do is Chair Pawlowski and I worked with council and staff, and we combed through those 80 pages literally for hours and hours and hours. We met over several days' time, and we went through every recommendation. And we did so looking at four agreed-upon rules, and the four agreed-upon rules were, number one, was there something in there that was controversial? Because we thought that in keeping with it being an unsession, we should not do anything to our statutes in an unsession bill that was controversial. Would it attract amendments? We thought it was very important that our bills not be amended because then we couldn't control the outcome of that. We're not going to put in an unsession bill anything that was a policy change or that would have to go to another, because then again, things could be put on the bill that weren't in keeping with the principles of the unsession practice. So what you have before you, to be honest, members, is a pretty dry unsession bill. It's very technical. The biggest change is we're changing the Minnesota Office of Higher Education and Office of Higher Education to just office throughout many chapters of law. You'll see in the bill summary, sections 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 16, 21, 22, 24, 20. I won't name all the sections, but that was simply to do that. We merged two sections to reduce redundancy, whereby one section of law referred to one part, another referred to another part, and we merged them together. We eliminated obsolete language and made grammatical corrections. We updated terminology by changing quarter, semester, or the equivalent to the word term. We update the definition of award year.
Just a minute, Senator Bonnef. Some members are complaining they can't hear. So if we could keep the noise down, please. Senator Bonnef.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, I did preface that this was a bit dry when we finally have the bill that's before you, so I understand if it's not riveting to listen to. Sections 19, 20, 25, and 40 updates language and deletes obsolete language. Sections 41 and 60 updates terminology and makes grammatical corrections. We changed the phrases Board of Trustees of Minnesota State Colleges and Universities to Board as appropriate. We clarify language pertaining to the membership of the Minsku Board of Trustees, Candidate Advisory Council. We clarify language reporting to recommendations for the Minsku Board of Trustees. We update designation of Minsku campuses, and it contains revisor's instructions. And then, members, what you might have the most questions about would be the repealers. And so I've listed the repealers there, and I do have more detail, but I assure you that, again, we went through every requested repealer because the things that we were worried about is in any recommendation that was taking away legislative oversight or that was putting something that was in statute and saying it could now just be a rule. And we felt as though that was not consistent with the unsession, and so the repealers that are in this bill have been gone through very carefully. So with that, Madam Chair, I would stand for questions.
Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, the Secretary will give Senate File 2647 its third reading. Oops, just a minute. Go ahead.
House File Number 2647, a bill for an act relating to higher education, modernizing, streamlining, and clarifying various statutes.
Senator Bonnef.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did want to say a thank you to the agencies who put both MNSCU, the University of Minnesota, and the Office of Higher Ed put a tremendous amount of work into doing this, and I'm sure they were disappointed that at the end of the day, what you have before you is such a skinnied version of that, and so I want to acknowledge them for the work they did. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. We move now to announcements. Senator Westrum. Senator Westrum, did you want to make your announcement? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Eaton all day, Senator Latz from 3 to 3:05. Senator Latz, is that acceptable 5 minutes?
No, please keep me excused. I have an announcement, though.
All right. Senator Westrum. Senator Westrum, did you have an announcement?
Madam President, thank you, members. I just wanted to bring our attention to the passing of a former senator, Charlie Berg, who is my constituent, and I just wanted to alert everybody to that fact, and that this weekend is his prayer service, memorial service, Friday evening, and Saturday is the funeral. We've got some information, I believe, that's on your desk, and so members, Charlie Berg served for decades, both as a Republican, as a Democrat, as an independent, and so many of you that are newer here probably don't remember him, but as a colleague of his when I was in the House of Representatives and somebody that I looked up to as a youngster, I just wanted to acknowledge and make the announcement of that upcoming event this weekend and recognize the contribution that he made to our state. Many viewed him as a maverick to this institution, and I think that's what he'll long be remembered for. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Westrum. Senator Latz.
Madam President, the Senate Judiciary Committee will meet immediately following adjournment today. We are canceling the dinner break, so bring a cot, and we will meet tomorrow. We had moved the committee hearing to 10 a.m. tomorrow, but I think we're coming into session sometime around then, so we will plan on meeting immediately following session tomorrow as well. So plan accordingly.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bonoff.
Madam President, the Higher Ed Committee will be meeting immediately after session. I know now some members may have to juggle between committees because of the time, so if they would just check in so that we could have a quorum. Thank you.
Senator Marty.
Madam President, the Senate Environment and Energy Committee was scheduled to meet half hour after adjournment. If people can get there, let's try and do it in about 15 minutes.
Senator Ray.
Thank you, Madam President. Education policy will meet 15 minutes after adjournment, and please try to be there on time so that we can start immediately. Thanks.
Any more announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Friday, March 21st, 9:30 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.